Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Get ready. Elimination game, take two. Guardians got it done yesterday. Somehow, the team that can't hit came up with five runs in the eighth inning. That was spectacular. That was a lot of fun. It was really good. And now you bring on game three. Unfortunately, only game three. Elimination. What happens today? One team wins, they move on. The other team doesn't. The end of the season. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner, Dan Menigan, in for Andy.
See, Jeff, ball go far, team go far. Ball go over fence, team move on.
See,
That's simple.
We give Menigan a lot of grief about baseball analytics. Can you break that down one more time for us, Dan? Give us this really scientific stuff.
Ball go far, team go far. You hit home runs, you win, especially in the playoffs.
I'll tell you what, man, when Brian Rocchio turned on that thing on an 0-2 pitch, I believe. Was it an 0-2 pitch? I think it was. And it's like, wow, okay, different ball game. And then all of a sudden, double. It's like, wait a minute. All of a sudden, this thing just broke open, and this offense found itself. My hope for today in game three, as our guy Slade Ciccone gets the start against the Tigers' Jack Flaherty, is this. Last time the Guardians were at the plate, they hit the ball and scored five runs. Maybe there's a carryover. Because what did they have, Dan? Two hits going into that eighth inning. And George Valera had one of them in the first to bring in the only run the Guardians had scored to that point. So, fingers crossed, that happens again.
I believe we are going to see a Guardians team that is closer to what we saw yesterday once again going up against Flaherty.
Yeah.
I really do.
And I would think they'll go with a very similar lineup because right-hander Casey Mize, now right-hander Jack Flaherty.
And the right-handed side of it seems to have more power than the guys that they're bringing up from the left-hand side, which leads back into the argument and screaming, you know, you and I have been doing for a good period of time where we're saying just play the best hitters. I don't care which hand they hit with.
Exactly right.
I don't care which side of the batter's box they hit with. I just want them to stand those guys to be in there because they'll actually make you pay a little bit more. CJ Kafis had a couple really nice at-bats in that game as well. Bo Naylor put one out on one knee. I still am baffled that thing got over the fence.
You know what that reminded me of?
Why?
And tell me, Kirk Gibson's home run when he was on one leg in the World Series off Eckersley. You remember how that swing just kind of looked like he just threw the bat at it and it kind of lofted to right field? When Bo Naylor hit that, I thought, wow, that's a fly ball. Wait a minute, that's a deep fly ball. Well, wait a minute, how'd that thing get out of here? It was the same type of a swing and the same type of a hit.
Every radio call backed it up the same way. I was lucky enough to be in the building for that. And you saw him make contact and you saw it and you're like, oh, that's a Short fly ball to right field. Okay, so maybe that's a mid fly. Okay, maybe that's a warning track fly. Wait, that went over the fence?
Like, yeah.
It just had that carry. The wind in that stadium yesterday was crazy.
That was nuts.
For everybody who is going to call in and want to yell about the outfield defense and that stuff, keep in mind, A, the sun was really high. I know you deal with the sun every single day. But B, the wind was going a bunch of different directions. It was swirling inside of that ballpark. So reading the baseball, it was just getting blown all over the place. I was standing on the third base line. The wind from the flags looked like it was coming in to like my face, but you were feeling the wind at your back.
Wow.
Like it was weird inside of the ballpark yesterday.
We're excited. Coming up at noon, you want perspective? Former Indians manager Mike Hargrove is going to join us at noon. Mike Hargrove at noon. Now, in to be perfectly clear, we talked to him 36 minutes ago. Mike's out and about. He said, hey, I can talk at 9:30. We recorded an interview with Mike at 9:30. We're going to play it back at noon. So Mike Hargrove is going to join us here. He has some things that he talked about that Stephen Vogt has done and about managing an elimination game that you're going to absolutely love. Mike's coming up at noon. We're going to have our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos, at 11 o'clock and Daryl Ryder coming up at 1. I hate the three-game series.
I do too.
I hate that this is where this is right now. And we all understand why this is going on. And at this point, you just have to go win a baseball game. But the Tigers were right there with the Guardians. You know, do they deserve a chance to, yeah, okay, they had a fine regular season, even though they collapsed, and the Guardians came on strong late. I just hate the fact that it's three games. To me, you play 162. I've gone into that too many times. But here you go. With Stephen Vogt going up against going up against A.J. Hinch when it comes to managerial moves. And we saw a bunch of those yesterday. One thing I thought was really interesting, Dan, Stephen Vogt, as I'm assuming he will do today, stacked his lineup with left-handed hitters. And then A.J. Hinch went out and got Casey Mize out of that game real early, brought in a lefty, and Vogt didn't immediately start switching back. He had one lefty left in his bullpen, so he had to figure they're going to bring right-handers out eventually. And he left his left-handed hitters in there. I thought that was a little managerial chess right there by both guys.
It was interesting the way that Vogt went about it. I know the platoon numbers will tell you certain things. Again, no team is platooned more than the Cleveland Guardians since, I think, the 87 Cardinals, courtesy of our buddy Zach Meisel. Nobody is platooned more than the Guards. So I think at a certain point,
and Mike Hargrove with thoughts on that coming up too.
Especially in these playoffs, man, I trust the horses that can put the ball over the.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Offensive quality at bats more than I trust bringing in the slap hitters. And granted, Daniel Schneeman had himself a heck of a hit in that game, and that guy would be someone I would constitute as one of the slap hitters. But Bo Naylor puts one out. George Valera puts one out. I know he bobbled a ball in the outfield. Like, I was really impressed with those guys. Brian Rocchio had a really good at-bat, then put one out as well. That's the stuff you need to win playoff games, because it's way too hard to string together three hits or a walk or, you know, not hit the ball past the pitcher's mound. Like, it's really hard to do all that stuff. You have to be able to hit the ball with some authority, and it was good to see authority yesterday out of that team.
Now, can they find it again today? You know, that's the big question. I would love to see what this team can do in the next round. You know, along with just the fandom, the idea of, hey, great, you know, you're still playing, you got a chance to win the whole thing. I would love to see what this team would be able to do against Seattle in the next round, Dan. And it's a 5-game series next round. And, you know, that to me is almost cheap, too. You know, if you're Seattle and you were good enough to get a first-round bye, you don't get a 7-game series? You know, I just hate the new format, but that's another thing. I just want to see if this team can keep pulling it off the way they've been pulling it off. So fingers crossed that they can actually do it today and advance and take on Seattle. That could be just so much fun for our franchise, so much fun for our city. It's ridiculous. And I give Stephen Vogt a lot of credit. I think he has done a lot with a little when it comes to the offensive side of this baseball team. You know, the pitching, yeah, the pitching's been good. I mean, we know that. The bullpen's been terrific. The starting rotation has really come together. It was all over the place early on, but it's really come together. But I think Steven has done what he has had to do to try and get this offense to where it is right now. The offense still isn't good. I mean, these guys don't hit very well. But they had a 5-run eighth inning with the season on the line. I mean, congratulations, man. That's awesome. And I think it shows a lot about the grit of this team and maybe the focus in a situation, Dan, where focus was of, you know, just it was imperative. You had to have it, and they did.
What did you think of watching DeLauter yesterday?
We were sitting here doing the show yesterday, and we had the game on for the first hour, you know, for the last hour of our show. And when that first ball, imagine this, first ball that's hit to you in the major leagues is in a playoff game. If your team loses, you're out. And it goes to Chase DeLauter. You already described what was going on with the wind and the sun as well. And it hits right in your glove and you don't hang on. I thought, oh my goodness gracious, you poor kid. But you know one thing I thought? I thought he put together some good at-bats.
Exactly. When I asked you that question, I wasn't blowing off what you threw at me either. I thought it coincided with
each
other.
Yeah, like his walk in his first at-bat, I mean, that was a very patient. It made me just think, this guy knows what he's doing at the plate. It was a good at-bat. And, you know, you didn't get a hit. You didn't hit a home run. You didn't get a double. You got a walk. But if you know baseball and you look and see what he did, it's like, wow, that was a really good at-bat. Mm-hmm. Especially for a kid in his first major league at-bat. Good Lord. That was very impressive. And then the play he made later in the game. And this was huge. As it turns out, the big story was the eighth inning offense, you know, for the Guardians. But the play that the Tigers scored on, where they scored two, and Javi Baez has that single into center field. And then Dylan Dingler, you know, local guy, comes running home. And DeLauter throws to third base. It looked to me from just the way that Jose brought the ball in that he might have been a little surprised that that throw came to third. I'll bet that throw didn't get more than 10 feet off the ground. It was a perfect one-hop throw to third base. And Jose slapped the tag. And it's interesting because the base runner's right hand had the base stealing glove on. Mm-hmm. And he didn't touch the bag. Touch the bag with it.
Yep.
And instead, and that was the lead hand. If he had touched the bag with that, he's going to be safe. and two runs are going to score on that. Instead, he didn't touch the bag with the lead hand. He touched it with the left hand, but Jose got the tag on him beforehand. Beautiful challenge by the Guardians.
Great job.
Because, A, you got the out at third, and you got it ruled before Dingler crossed the plate. So instead of a two-run single and men on second and third, all of a sudden you have a one-run single in the end of the inning.
The end of the inning.
That was a beautiful play and a beautiful throw and a big decision by Chase DeLauder, I would think, on that.
And it was so weird because it looked like his body was pointing towards second base to hit the cutoff man, and he must have caught him.
Either that or somebody yelled 3-3-3.
Right, yelled 3-3-3, and it seemed like his arm was going a completely different direction than the rest of his body was going. It was so interesting how that happened. And on top of that, that lineout, that's a loud out. I'll take loud outs because it means you're making good contact and they just happen to be standing in the right place. I thought the offense in this game was exactly what the offense needs to be, not only through here, but through the rest of the playoffs as well, which is being able to win multiple ways. We can win with small ball. We can win by doing all the, you know, guards ball stuff that makes all of us love this team, but we can also win by hitting with authority.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.